you're heading into the testosterone therapy?
Well, I don't know. I've got to reading and looking, and, you know, I just don't think I want to mess with andro.
What exactly did the doctor say, or what, you know, what tests you got, or what's going on?
We did the testosterone test, you know, and the level was like 3 point something.
3 point something or 300 and something?
Well, he defined it as point, you know, like the range is from 8 to 3. He may have just put a point in it. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention, but
no.
I know it can't be 3 point something.
No, something's up there. You didn't happen to get a copy of that blood test, did you?
No.
Okay.
But he said it was well. He said it was in the lower end of the range, but it was still in the part of the range that they didn't consider low, you know, or...
Okay, so he's kind of on the low end of normal.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, a level of 300 and something would kind of, for a blood, if he did total testosterone, a level of 300 and something would be on the low end of normal. It's just a huge normal range, which is ridiculous.
And his whole thing was, you know, nobody's ever baselined anything. You know, they don't baseline you from the time you get your first visit, you know, when you're a teenager or whatever, to really gauge where you are or are not.
You know, how old are you?
I'll be 45 next month.
Okay. So just, you know, if he says you're on the low end of normal, that's not too bad. The problem is it doesn't really sound... Is this a general practitioner, or is he sort of an anti-aging guy?
No, he's my general practitioner.
Okay. Is he going to do anything else to you besides giving you a shot once a week?
I was going to go in today and do the PSA.
Okay.
You know, to see where that was at. I've been getting checked the last couple of years for that, and we just didn't do it the other day. We got to talking about other things. But no, we were going to do the shot, and then he was going to prescribe the gel. Yeah, the androgel.
Okay.
And, you know, I'd been reading online about the androgel, and, I mean, what is it? It's like 1% testosterone?
Yeah, but it's ridiculously expensive.
Right.
There's no reason for that.
Right. And the other thing was, you know, everything, I went to a lot of forums and things where people who are on it are discussing it and talking about it, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have a handful of people who got on it, and all of a sudden, you know, their PSA shot up. You have people that have been on it and they don't feel anything. You have guys that are, you know, 60 years old and it's great for them. And
okay,
I guess the PSA and some of those guys on the forums talking about it, you know, develop bladder cancer and some other things.
Now, all right.
Now whether that's directly related to andro, who knows? But
have you had a PSA before this one, or is this going to be your first PSA that you were supposed to get today?
Well, if I have, I didn't know about it if he did one. You know?
Okay. At 45, it's really a toss-up as to whether or not you really want to get one. I mean, it's good to have a baseline to see where you're at, but, you know, at 45, unless you're having some pain or frequent, you know, getting up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom or having a hard time, you know, starting to go to the bathroom, I wouldn't be too concerned. Testosterone in and of itself has no issue on your prostate whatsoever. If testosterone caused issues with the prostate, every 18 to 20 year old boy would have a huge prostate, because that's when our testosterone is at its peak. So that's a misnomer and sort of an old wives' tale. The problem that you get into is as we as men get older, our bodies get better and better at converting testosterone to estrogen, and also to DHT, which is sort of a byproduct. Now, estrogen and DHT cause the prostate to grow and enlarge. And the reason estrogen does that is because when we were just a group of stem cells, the stem cell that grew our prostate, if we were a male, if we were female, would have grown our uterus. So there's a lot of estrogen receptors on our prostate. That's just the way it is. So when our estrogen level goes up, estrogen causes cells to grow and divide. So as our estrogen level goes up, as we get older, that estrogen is going to the prostate because there's a lot of receptors there, causing it to grow and enlarge and just get bigger. That's just the way it is. So And then DHT, which is a byproduct or a metabolite of testosterone, whatever you want to call it, does the same thing. And it also attacks the hair follicles of our head. So that's why some guys go bald. It's just some guys are more sensitive to DHT than others. Now, but fortunately, what we can do is we can block testosterone from converting to estrogen, and we can block testosterone from converting to DHT. So there's no issue there. What you want to do is you want to get your testosterone to the higher end of normal. And I don't think that there's any problem with that whatsoever, and neither do many of the quote-unquote anti-aging doctors and sort of the progressive, forward-thinking type of guys that do this all the time. The issue is the testosterone converting to estrogen and DHT, both of which can easily be blocked. And the reason I asked you if your doctor is giving you anything else other than just the shot is because if you're getting outside testosterone at 45 years old, you need to be blocking it being converted over to estrogen. That's just good medicine. So him being a general practitioner, unless he, you know, reads up on this stuff, I don't think he's doing you right by not giving you what's called an aromatase inhibitor. So what he would be doing is giving you a shot and giving you some androgel, or giving you a prescription for the androgel.
What is the shot? What is in the shot?
It's probably testosterone cypionate, or another, or ethionate, or some other type of a long-acting testosterone injection. I'm gonna assume, because that's how I start my male patients off, is with a shot and with the cream at the same time. And then we taper off the cream over a period of 6 weeks, because the shot, it takes about 6 weeks. Actually, it's medicinally and medically, it'll take 40 days for you to get up to level with a once a week shot. So that's why I start, and the cream takes just a couple days for you to really feel it. And you say, wow, you know, it really works. But there's no reason to get the androgel, because the androgel is ridiculously expensive. And as a pharmacist, I compound it, and it'll cost you $30 a month as opposed to close to $300 a month or $250 a month, whatever the androgel is now. I don't even know, because I don't sell it because it's so doggone expensive. But for a cream, a month's worth is, through a compounding pharmacy, should be about $30 or $40 a month. The reason I charge $30 is because it's so easy. I mean, as guys, our hormones are a piece of cake compared to female hormone balancing. This is nothing. How I would treat you, and first of all, I wouldn't give you a blood test because it's practically useless for hormones, is you take a test. It would take a saliva test to get your hormones. If you were on the low end of normal, which you probably would be because that, you know, that's what your doctor said with the blood test, I would start you on a testosterone cream and a once-a-week injection of testosterone. And you keep the same dose of the cream for a month. Like I said, after a couple days, you'll love it. And then at a month, then I give you another two-week supply of the cream, but at half the dose. As your levels from your shot are building up, the cream is tapering down. So at about 6 weeks, you're at about where you're going to be. Actually, the cream will probably take another week to get out of your system. So at about 7 weeks, or maybe even 2 months, you're at where you're going to be as far as your levels go. Also, we need to block that conversion. So what's happening is, as the testosterone is building up in your body's saying, whoa, I need to convert this over to estrogen. But we're going to take something called anastrozole, which is a drug, and you just take, for most people, for most guys, two tablets a week, like Monday, Thursday, Tuesday, Friday, you'd take one, something like that, every 3 to 4 days apart. And that's enough to block that conversion. And how it's working is, it's sort of like a traffic jam. If traffic's going from 5 lanes on the highway, and all of a sudden you got it down to 2 lanes, the traffic is still going through. So your body's still going to be converting the testosterone to estrogen. That's how we make estrogen, and we need estrogen, but not as much as if all 5 lanes were open. So you've got a traffic jam, so there's all that testosterone backing up. I don't feel that there's any issue with having a relatively high level of testosterone. It's good for everything. I mean, it's, you know, like I said before, the issue is converting over to estrogen and to DHT. And then, I'm just telling you how I treat. Depending on how you feel, you can come back in 3 months if you don't think things are right. Come back in 3 months and we'll check your estrogen level and we'll check your testosterone level, make sure everything's good. If you're happy and everything's good, come back in 6 months and test just to see where we are. Because some people can take a shot a week and barely move their levels. Other people, it skyrockets them, and we got to back it off a bit and cut down the dose. It's really individualized, but guys are so easy to do compared to females because we just have the one.
The shots. How do you get
them? How do you get them or give them?
Oh, how do? If I have to do a shot each week, where am I giving it myself? Am I going to get a shot or?
Yes and yes. A lot of doctors, what they'll do is they'll have the guy come into the clinic and get a shot once a week because they can charge you for that. They'll charge you $20 or something like that to come in to get the shot, or $10, whatever it is. Or you get a prescription for the testosterone shot and you do it yourself, and you give it to yourself in your butt, or have your wife do it if you're having a hard time reaching back there. But I don't remember, you're not a big heavy set guy, so it wouldn't be an issue.
I don't give myself a shot though.
You'd be surprised.
I don't mind getting shot or drawing blood or anything, but
you can also, the best place is in your butt because there's the lower chance of hitting a blood vessel. A lot of guys do it in their leg. Some guys give it to themselves on the shoulder. But when you're giving yourself a shot in the leg, you've got a higher chance of hitting a larger blood vessel and bleeding. Not bleeding out and passing out from loss of blood, but hitting a blood vessel is not the best thing to do. So there's a lot less larger vessels in the butt than there is in the leg. So that's why I recommend shot in the butt. And your wife can do it. It's easy to do. I mean, it's simple. You draw it up, give yourself the shot. Or, you know, you go to the clinic and pay and have one of the nurses do it. But it takes time out of your day and whatnot.
I might find a nurse.
Okay. Or do you think could do it?
She might could. I don't know. Okay.
It's simple. I mean, if you can, it's very easy.
Shots are once a week for how long?
For as long as you want to.
So they have to be once a week?
Well, the half-life of what I use, the testosterone cypionate, is 8 days. So, in other words, if you inject yourself with 100 milligrams, in 8 days you're going to have 50 milligrams remaining. And then in another 8 days you'll have 25 milligrams. But the way medicine works is once you've gone through 5 half-lives, that means you're at steady state. And in English, that means testosterone cypionate has a half-life of 8 days. Once you go 5 half-lives, 5 times 8 is 40 days. So at 40 days, if you're taking it regularly, you're going to be at steady state. In other words, that's going to be your level for good, unless you change your dose. So that's why I have the guys start with the cream, and after 6 weeks, they're off the cream, because that's, 42 days is 6 weeks. And by that time, you're at steady state with your shot. The shots are cheap. For $50, you get 10 weeks worth. Plus, you know, then you got to pay for the needles and stuff, which is a couple dollars. But it's so much cheaper than going to an office and paying them whatever they charge, you know, $15, $20 for a shot once a week, plus your time, when you can just go in there and draw it out, stick it in 5 minutes.
So without the shots, I mean, it's not like you get testosterone, it builds your level back up, and then you're good. It's just putting testosterone in your body to a certain level and just trying to keep it there with shot.
Right, right. Now, it's difficult to raise your testosterone level to a high normal without giving yourself testosterone. If you're not, let me take a step back. If you're not comfortable with the shot, you can use the cream and maintain yourself on that. And the problem with the cream is, one, you have to apply it every day, and two, you're going to get some cross-contamination because wherever you put the cream, when you put a shirt on, it's going to get on that shirt. And then I know you don't have kids in the house, but your wife is going to have some exposure. Now, it's not going to be enough to affect her, but it's there. So in other words, if you take off your shirt, you throw it in the dirty clothes, come the weekend, she's doing laundry, she's handling the clothes, it's going to get on her hands.
And she needs to be wearing gloves then, huh?
No. There's not going to be enough. That's not the real problem. There's not going to be enough to affect her. I mean, her testosterone level will go up a little bit, but not much, not enough to affect her, really. The problem comes is if there's small kids in the house, or if you apply the cream before you go to bed, and then you get into bed, and now it's getting all over your linens when she's in bed with you, that's when the real exposure happens. The best time to put it on, if you're just using a cream, is in the morning rather than that. But the shot, I think you get a better level. There's less risk for exposure. There's been several cases where grandpa's using the androgel, grandpa's using the testosterone cream, he's rubbing it all over him, and then the grandkids come over and they're visiting for, you know, a few days. Well, he doesn't think about it, but he's holding his grandkids. Now there's all this testosterone exposure. Or his granddaughter is, you know, sitting on his lap while they're cuddling, watching TV. He's not realizing that she's being exposed to the testosterone. So then suddenly she starts to get some pubic hair, or if it's a little boy, he starts to get some pubic hair and gets, you know, hair on his lower legs. He's starting to mature early, and they don't understand what's wrong. The problem is that they're getting a lot of testosterone exposure because grandpa's got the androgel. But you don't think about that stuff when you're putting it on. So that's the issue with the cream that I have. I think the cream is very good. It works very well, and it's certainly an option. But just be aware that there's some cross-contamination and risk of exposure for other people. That's why I like the shot, and the shot's once a week, and it doesn't hurt. It's not bad at all. And then you've got to take the aromatase inhibitor, is what they're called, to block that conversion. Now, getting back to what I was saying before, naturally raising your testosterone levels, yes, you can do it. Yes, there's some supplements to take, and diet and exercise and lifestyle play a big part in raising our own natural testosterone levels. Unfortunately, they're not going to get to a height where you're going to feel nearly as well as taking it from an outside source. So you can, you know, eat better, exercise, sleep more, de-stress, and take some supplements that'll bring it up a little bit. And there's some over-the-counter supplements that'll also competitively block what's called sex hormone binding globulin. And what that does is it's a protein that's in our blood that grabs a hold of our sex hormones, testosterone and estrogen, and holds and binds it and doesn't let it leave the blood, so it's ineffective. It doesn't get used by the body. So there's some supplements you can take that will grab a hold of that sex hormone binding globulin and not allow it to grab our testosterone, so our body will have more free testosterone to use. Your testosterone level isn't going up, but your free testosterone level is going up. But again, it's I tell guys, it's kind of a drop in the bucket, and if your bucket is right at the top and one more drop is going to spill it over and make you feel great, that's all you need. But for most of us, it's just it's a drop in the bucket. It helps. You can measure it. It's going to go up, but it's the difference between 350 and 380, which really isn't going to make much of a difference. With guys, our hormones don't fluctuate and go crazy like women's hormones do. Depending on how we take care of ourselves, beginning around age 35, and it'll begin sooner if you've treated your body like crap, and it'll begin later if you've eaten well and exercised and whatnot. But around age 35, we start to lose 1 to 2% of our testosterone every year. It just starts going down. So we don't notice that slow, gradual decline. So by the time we get into our late 40s and 50s, we just attribute it to, well, we're just getting old, things ache, on and on. We don't realize the slow, gradual decline. And once you get your testosterone back at a high level, I didn't realize I used to feel like this. You forget what you felt like when you were 25 years old. You knew you were indestructible 20 years ago, but you didn't realize how you felt because you've forgotten, because it's been such a long, slow decline. But when it gets back up there, you feel it, and you love it. And then, you know, I don't know how your guys' libido is with you when that comes back in full force quickly when you start. So if that's an issue, that issue will be over as far as sort of a lopsided libido. And then if she's, you know, having some hormonal issues, she can be, you know, fixed also. So it's not just a one-sided deal.
Are you on the product? Do you use that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I've been on it. I'm very happy. I use a different aromatase inhibitor called Femara that's real expensive, and the Arimidex just became generic, so it dropped from very expensive to about $1 a pill. And I'm not switching to the Arimidex because the Femara has always kept me right down the middle with my estrogen level. It's treated me very well for years, so I'm sticking with it. I'm not changing, even though it's much more expensive than the Arimidex, than the generic. But it's treated me well. My estrogen level's always been right down the middle. And if you drop your estrogen too low, you sort of get some joint aches and achy. Even as guys, we could get some hot flashes. I don't have any of that. So I'm very happy with that, and I keep my testosterone level on the high end of normal. I don't go crazy. It's great. I'm a believer in it. I think it does wonders. It's really well. It can hurt you, but at realistic and quote unquote normal levels, and if you don't go crazy, you're fine. You're not going to have an issue with your prostate. You're not going to have an issue with anything, with roid rage or anything like that. It's not like that. It's not like you're going to get a shot of testosterone and suddenly start throwing things around the kitchen. It just doesn't happen.
Are you using any cream?
No. I did. A couple years ago, I started using cream. And then in just my studies and reading, I came across the blurb somewhere that, hey, there's a possibility of exposure to children or your spouse. I was like, wow, I've got two kids here. I need to come up with another plan. So I didn't want them helping us with the laundry on the weekends. And, you know, if I've got five shirts in the laundry, all five of them is going to have testosterone on them. Back then he was, you know, 4 or 5 years old. If he's grabbing hold of those shirts and rubbing himself on the shirts or hugging them or helping my wife put them in the laundry or something, he's getting exposure. I didn't want that. So immediately switched over to the injectable and have been, you know, happy ever since. It's great. And with the injection, you know, it's once a week, and we just do it on Sunday. If something happens, if I can't do it on Sunday, okay, we'll do it Monday. It's not a big deal. Or if, you know, if I know something's going to happen, I can do it on a Saturday night. It's not some giant thing where I'm waiting for 8:30 p.m. on Sunday to get my shot. No, you don't have to be exact. You know, within a day or so, you're just trying to keep that level steady. And that's what I've done. There's been no issues. You know, this is what I do. I practice what I preach. And I'll tell you one thing, though. If you're going to get the testosterone level up and into the high range of normal, you're going to really want, and if you're like me, you're going to need to go to the gym and work out. You've got that early 20-something drive to where you want to go lift weights and you want to go compete and you want to go kick somebody's ass on the basketball court. Not in a fighting sort of sense. But that, you know, you're competitive and you're like, no, I'm going to win. I'm going to win this thing. I'm not going to sit by the sidelines. I'm not an old man anymore. You don't feel like it. You don't look like it. It's great. I don't know how else to describe it. I'm not worried about myself, my body, or any side effects because I don't believe there are any because I keep the level relatively in the normal range, on the high end of normal. Now, I suppose I could take a bunch, go way outside the normal range, and see what happens, but why? I don't want, you know, why risk it? I don't think there's that much of a benefit of taking a huge dose. I'm very happy with the way things work now. I didn't really have an issue before, but I want to practice what I preach. I do the diet and exercise and fat loss stuff too. And that's the way I live. You know, I don't want to tell somebody to eat this way and here's how to do it, yet I'm going to McDonald's every day. It doesn't, I can't do that. And I don't want to tell guys testosterone is great and here's how to do it if I'm not doing it or if I haven't done it or anything like that. And I'm 39. My level wasn't bad. I thought, well, you know what? I want to bring it up as high as I can. Not necessarily pushing the envelope, but let me practice what I'm preaching here and let me do some self-experimentation, see what goes on. A lot of therapies I have a hard time promoting or teaching if, one, I either have to read about it, read the science, and understand how things work before I can promote them, or if I can't figure out how they work, I'm going to try it myself and see what happens. Now, I can't do myself with the female hormone balancing. I can't do that, but I've got enough success stories and can understand what's happening to realize that, yes, this is good for women too, the balancing out her hormones and female hormones. Supplements, you know, over-the-counter stuff, if I can't scientifically picture in my mind and see how they work or try them myself and realize that, yes, there is a benefit, I'm not going to promote it. And the same thing with this. So I do it. I eat healthy. I go to the gym as much as I can, which has really significantly been cut short lately. But I'm still there, man, two or three times a week. It used to be four or five times, but, you know,
I've got
my family.
Smith machine. It's sitting in my garage.
You say that again?
But I've got a Smith machine sitting in my garage I've been using lately.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a we've got the original Bowflex machine here at the house. I think it's about 12 years old now. Well, we got we had it in Florida, and we moved into our house in 2000, so we probably got it in late 2000. So it's 10 years old. It's very smooth. The problem is that there's just not enough weight on it for me. I even bought the extra bars, the extra resistance bars, and it's still just it's just not enough for me. I can't put enough weight on there. And when I do put a lot on there, it sort of crackles and creaks and bends towards me. I'm like, this is a little dicey. So
snap and hit you in the head.
Yeah, well, that'll kill me if it's like, you know, the wrist rockets when the things you used to shoot as a kid.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like I'm standing at the middle of the wrist rocket there pulling on these things. And if it snaps, that top is coming right down on me. And I just, I don't know. So, my wife uses it because she doesn't use the big weights, and in a couple years, my oldest son will probably be doing something on it, but there's just not enough weight on there for me, so I go to the gym and use the free weights like I've always done.
Yeah.
But you're gonna have that aggression that, wow, I've got this pent up energy that I need to release, and
huh.
You know, I've got to get to the gym, I've got to go for a run, I've got to do something. It's like you were in your early 20s again, and it's good. I don't know how else to really describe it. I wouldn't worry about side effects. My biggest thing for you would be the cost of the therapy, because my mind thinks like that. The Androgel is ridiculously expensive. I'll tell you, if you can get the doctor to write you the prescription, I'll gladly send it to you for whatever, 30 or 40 bucks. I think it's, well, let's see if you do it. It'd be 40 because I'm not taking care of you. Do you know the directions on the Androgel, on the prescription?
Well, just from reading on their site, you know, how to apply. And
well, yeah, it's one packet a day is usual, but the doctor might say apply a half or something like that. But that's 50 milligrams of testosterone in a packet. So what you would get, go ahead and write this down just so you know. Here's what you'd have to have the doctor write for you. Testosterone cream, 5%, and then the directions would just be apply 1 gram of cream daily, and then a quantity of 30 grams, and that's going to get you the same dose as the Androgel. It'll run you $40 a month cash as opposed to whatever that Androgel costs, $250, $300, something like that.
Hey, I had another question for you.
Uh-huh.
What are your thoughts on vitamin D? I mean, he told me my vitamin D was low, and he prescribed me some vitamin B.
Do you know what it was when he said low?
No, I didn't even. I don't.
All right. Did you get the prescription filled yet for that ergocalciferol?
What is that?
The vitamin D 50,000 unit.
Yeah.
You got it filled?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and take it. It's too late now. Are the directions once a week probably?
Yep.
Let me get my calculator. Hold on, because you only absorb about a third of that. So it's 50,000 times 0.333 divided by 7. That's going to bring your level up 20, maybe. Another 20 points. What I do, and the prescription vitamin D is ergocalciferol. It's vitamin D2, which is a synthetic. So they can make money on it, and it's expensive. What I take is over-the-counter vitamin D3. That's the natural form. And I take 5,000 units a day. And what you can do with D3 is it will raise your vitamin D level 1% of your dose, of your daily dose. So like me, I'm taking 5,000 units. So it's going to raise my vitamin D level about 50 points. Now, anything over 50 is pretty good. I mean, that's pretty good. If you can get it over 60 or 70, that's real good. We also make vitamin D from sunlight. Sunlight hits our skin. It goes through some reactions. We end up with vitamin D, which is how we made it 1,000 years ago. The problem is now we stay inside all the time, and God forbid if we go outside in the sun, we got to lather ourselves up in sunscreen, so we're blocking all this vitamin D that we need. And as we age, a lot of chronic conditions, diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, multiple sclerosis, all kinds of stuff, have the people who have those conditions have low vitamin D levels. And when the vitamin D levels are brought back up to 50 or 60, the symptoms of those conditions get much better. The problem is we can't say you got those conditions because you have low vitamin D. You can't make that association. You can't make that leap. But people who have those conditions have low vitamin D. And when the vitamin D level gets back up, their symptoms get better. That being said, 5,000 years ago, we were out in the sun most of the day. Sun's hitting our skin. We're making vitamin D. The most our body will make in a day is about 10,000 units. That's all it'll make, and then it just won't make it anymore. So I'm thinking, okay, the most we can take orally by mouth, and it's absorbed very well when we take it by mouth, is 10,000 units a day, because that's about all our body's going to make anyway. If we take 5,000 units a day, like that's what I take, if I go out in the sun, my body's not going to make 10,000 units for a total of 15,000. It'll only make roughly 5,000 units for a total of 10,000 units. Once it gets to the level in a day, it's going to stop. So by taking the 50,000, I'm sorry, by taking the 5,000 units a day, I'm giving my body an extra 50 blood level, you know, right off the bat in the morning. So because me, like everyone else, I'm inside most of the day, I'm already starting off at normal. So anything I get above that, anytime I'm out in the sun, driving home, you know, in the car, the sun comes in the car, so I'm getting, you know, 20, 25 minutes there of sun exposure. That's just an added bonus. And if I'm already at a high level, my body's just not going to make any more. Again, people kind of go nuts about, oh, you're going to get toxic with vitamin D. You can take too much and get an overdose. Yeah, but how often does that happen? It doesn't happen. You can take a bunch of vitamin D and not get an overdose. Don't worry about it. Keep your vitamin D level at least 50. And, you know, the doctor should can test you for that, or we have the blood spot test kits that we have also that you can just test it yourself. Yes, he's correct in saying that you need that. The vitamin D2, the prescription that you take, is not really the best way to do it.
How do you know? It just says vitamin D, 50,000 U.
Yep.
1.225 milligrams.
Yep.
That's just some generic synthetic stuff.
Yeah, that's the prescription. What drug companies do is, you know, whenever that came about, they said, ooh, vitamin D is good, but we can't patent it because it's a natural substance. We can't make a bunch of money off of it. What can we do? So we got the molecule. We're going to tweak it a little bit. And we got a new chemical that works very similarly to vitamin D. And here I can patent this new entity and make money off of it. So that's what they, that's what they do. But you can get it over the counter, you know, and it's cheaper. Cheaper than probably, what is it, $1.75 a capsule or something like that.
You know, for us, I think it's only 20-something bucks.
How many did you get? Four?
12 weeks worth.
12 of them? Yeah, a couple bucks a piece. See, that's, I don't even think that would be enough if it's going to raise your level about 20 points. Because the D2, you're taking 50,000 units, but your body only absorbs and uses about a third of that particular type of vitamin D. So taking 50,000 units, you're going to absorb about a third of it, which is 18,000 maybe, whatever that is. 18,000 units, whatever a third of 50 is. I don't know. I can't do math in my head. So, yes, it is effective. I don't think it's the best way to do it. Yes, it works, but I think there's better ways. And if you were that low, you know, you can effectively, it depends on how low people are. If you're in your 20s, actually, if you're female, well, you're not, but if you're a female, vitamin D level in her 20s, and she has another health condition, diabetes, osteoporosis, something like that, I'll have her take one of those a day, 50,000 units a day, for 2 to 3 weeks, depending on how I feel, and then switch to one a week for a month or so, and then switch her over to the over-the-counter stuff, check her level, and switch it over. The chances of getting too much vitamin D are pretty slim, even though they promote that. But yeah, he is correct in keeping your D levels up. Once you use those, you can find some vitamin D 5,000 unit over the counter, and you can use that, or you can continue to use the prescription kind. It's up to you. Whatever you feel more comfortable with, you're gonna get the same effect. Just get your D level up over 50, just to be safe.
Play golf more.
Yeah.
So mention saliva test.
Uh-huh.
So, is that something we should do first? Ship us a couple of those?
Well, the saliva test is the correct way to check your sex hormones, your testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, and your cortisol. But, you know, cortisol is something different. The problem is, when you're taking blood to check for sex hormones, they are... And I've heard several different numbers, everywhere from 85 to 98% protein bound. That's that sex hormone binding globulin that I was mentioning before. Pick a number between 85% and 98%. That's how much is bound to protein and is unusable in your blood as far as getting a response from the testosterone. It grabs a hold of it, keeps you balanced. That's why it's there. Grabs a hold of it. It stays in the blood, makes its way to the liver. The liver tears it up. And it goes out of your body. The part that is not bound is called free, and we'll just pick on testosterone. It's called free testosterone. That's the amount of testosterone that's floating around in your blood that leaves your blood very easily, goes right through the blood vessel, goes into the tissues, and does what it's supposed to do. You are anywhere from 85 to 98% protein bound with your testosterone. Who knows where it is? You don't know if you're doing blood. Blood tests total. So if you draw blood, get your testosterone level. Let's just say your total testosterone level is 100, just to make math easy. Well, realistically, your free testosterone level is somewhere between 2 and 15. We don't know. That's a huge difference there. You're only looking at 13 points total, but it's a huge difference because you can be so far off. Now, what they will do is, if you're taking blood, they'll check your free testosterone level. Let's just say your total testosterone is 100. What they'll do is they'll say, okay, his free testosterone is anywhere from 2 to 15. So that's 17 divided by 2 is 8.5. Your free testosterone level is 8.5. All they do is take an average between 85 and 98. They take the average. Saliva tests that 85 to 98% because that's the free and active testosterone that's able to leave your blood vessels. And it gets into the saliva just like it gets into the other tissues, and that's what's measured in a saliva test. And that's the same with estrogen. For the blood test, I think is useless. But doctors have been taking blood forever, so that's what they're used to, that's what they're taught, and that's what they use. Now there's other hormones that are not in the saliva, and those you do need to take blood. And fortunately, there's a home blood spot kit for doing things like thyroid and growth hormone and things like that, which I also do. But your sex hormones, it's got to be saliva. And you just can't convince a doctor of that because they've been taught that everything is in the blood. You take the blood, that's all you need. But they're incorrect on this issue. Even though they'll argue to their grave that they're not, they're wrong. And they can make money on the blood, so that's why they do it. And, you know, you get a blood test and you pay your copay for a blood test, but they'll run 50 different tests on the blood because they can bill your insurance company and make money from it. I'm not saying that's wrong, but that's just what's done.
Can't do that with a saliva swab?
What do you mean they can't do that? Yes, they can test your saliva.
No, I mean, they can do the test, I know, but what keeps them from treating saliva the same as blood?
They just don't know.
A test and things they can run on it.
Well, they don't know that that's the best way, and if they do, they just take the blood because they can make money off of it. The saliva test is cheap, and you know, you do it at home. The problem is, and this is especially with women, female hormone levels fluctuate all the time during the day. Depending on what day it is in her cycle, they go up and down all the time. So when she goes to the doctor's office, they're getting a one shot in time at that particular time that they're treating her. In other words, you know, they're checking her hormone levels at that time that she's in the office. Whereas with a saliva test, you take it in the morning on a certain day of the month, on a certain day of her cycle, because we can predictably state that, yes, this is the best way to measure. These days and this time is the best time to measure her hormone levels to get the right to figure out where she is. You know,
what if she doesn't have a cycle?
Then it doesn't matter, but it's got to be done in the morning.
When I hadn't eaten anything, and it was early.
Well, were they also doing like a cholesterol deal for you?
I don't know what all he did. I mean, I had contacted him about, you know, testosterone stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's what I do.
Where do I get the saliva test kit at?
I'd send it to you, but it does cost. I mean, he's already taken your blood, and the doctor's determined that it's low. You know, you're low in testosterone. If I were you, this is what I would suggest. If I were you, you've already gone this far with this guy. Find out what shot he's going to give you, and have him write you a prescription for it, so that you don't have to go to the office once a week and get a shot. Have him write you a prescription for the shot and a prescription for the syringes, the needles, because you're going to need those too. And get it filled. You guys have insurance?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you go into a pharmacy,
copay, you know, there's nothing.
Okay, well, if you're going to use the Androgel, you'll pay your brand copay, I think, unless it's, you know, third tier or some crazy deal. I'm just saying the Androgel is very expensive. I don't know what your brand copay is. Is it $50 or something like that?
Our copay is $15.
For brand? It's probably $50. It may even be $30 if you're lucky. The testosterone will probably be $15 because that's generic. The Androgel will be your brand copay, and this is considering and hoping that it's all covered under the plan. If it's not, don't get it filled and then give me a call again and I'll walk you through it. So you can have your wife give you the shot, or you can give yourself the shot. I can talk you through how to do that. Or you can do an internet search, find out how to give yourself a testosterone shot, and there'll be plenty of stuff on there. And then the Androgel, if that's a $30 copay, man, that's a steal. I would get it. Even at $50, I would get it. That's a steal. And what he's doing there is, you know, like I talked about before, getting your levels up there quickly with the cream, and then hopefully he's tapering off with the cream while the testosterone cypionate is building up in your system. That's what I'm hoping he's doing.
Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to do this saliva thing before I go back and see him. Then I have numbers, or I have a level that I can compare to. It may not be, you know, just so I can, for my sake, I can say, okay, it is where it is. There's no doubt, there's no question, it is where it is, and this is what I need to be doing.
Okay, I can send you a saliva test, and I'll send you a bill. You haven't done anything, you haven't had any therapy yet, so you haven't done any cream, and you haven't had a shot, correct?
Correct.
Okay. 45. You said he did get you a PSA, so we do not need to do that. I would not do it anyway.
We haven't done the PSA.
Oh, we haven't. Okay.
I was supposed to go in today.
Uh-huh.
Get the shot in the PSA, and he would prescribe me the Androgel.
Okay.
So I canceled today because we wanted to talk to you first. Told him I'd reschedule with him as needed.
I'll send you a saliva test, and I'll send you a bill. It'll be 45 for the for the saliva test, and I'll send you also, no, the company will send you a sort of a receipt in the mail, and what that'll have on it is called your ICD-9 code. That is the code that your insurance company uses for reimbursement. I don't deal with insurance companies. They're snakes in the grass. So I give you everything you need to deal with them. So if you feel that you want to go through the hassle of trying to get money out of them, I give you everything you need, but I don't do it because they are a pain.
Is that for one test?
That's just for your testosterone test. Yeah, I'll look at it for you. And I mean, I've given you suggestions here, so I don't need to coach you through the process. I've got a medical director for our company here, so I do prescribe and I do balance hormones. I mean, if you want, I'll be glad to do it. I'll be glad to do it for you. Again, I don't do. Don't bill insurance, but then again, you know, we're here at 53 minutes. You know, your doctor's not going to sit in there and talk to you for an hour on all this stuff. So that's kind of where I separate myself. I don't bill insurance at all. I let you handle that and argue with them, but I give you everything I know and spend time with you. I will gladly get you balanced and take care of you if you want to come over here. That's not an issue at all. And I'll help, you know, if you decide to stick with your current doctor, I'll advise you as best I can on what I would recommend and what I would do. Did you want to get a saliva test, the testosterone?
Yeah, let's.
Okay.
Is there anything else we need to test for with the saliva while we're at it?
Nah, not right now. Oh, you know what, though? I wouldn't, but I would also prescribe for you, I would also prescribe the aromatase inhibitor to block that conversion. This is something that, you know, that if you're going with me, I would do. It's cheap. And your prescriptions, that's separate. So, yes, you can use your insurance for the prescriptions. I mean, I write the prescriptions. I'm at a pharmacy, and we ship them out all over the place. And it's very convenient for everyone, the patient also. I deal with people all across the country. Call, talk with them. I send them, just like I'm going to do you, with you. Send the saliva test. You take the test at home. You send the saliva test off to the lab. I get the results in about 10 business days. I'm sorry, in about 10 days. It's 7 business days. In about 10 days, I get the results. I look at it. I do the write-up. I come up with a plan. I give you a call. I tell you what's going on. We talk for a while. And then I write you the prescriptions and say, you just want me to send them to you from the pharmacy, or do you want me to phone in the prescriptions to the pharmacy you want to use? And so far, everybody's just said, just send them to me, because they're compounded hormone creams for the women, and sometimes they're compounded creams for the guys. So it's just one less step in the process of me just sending them from the pharmacy. But the pharmacy will use your insurance and bill insurance company and do all that. I'm separate from them, and the medical directors, you know, we're all separate from the pharmacy. I just happen to be the pharmacist in charge, so it's one less step that everyone has to go through.
Yes, yeah, so you have my address?
I will need you to fill something out, though. You know what? Go to medicinecoach.com. Man, I can hear you banging away on that thing. Let me know when you're there.
All right, I'm there.
All right, move the mouse over to Health Services, and then a menu comes up below it. Just go to Hormone Balancing, Health Services, all the way to the left underneath my ugly mug there, and then scroll down to Hormone Balancing,
and then
scroll way down almost to the bottom. Oh, man, I got to fix this page again. Right underneath, here's what it looks like. There'll be a blue link that says, first, fill out the Medicine Coach intake form.
Right.
Okay, if you click on that, that's a Word document that'll come up. Let me open it up here just so I can talk you through it. I'll need this filled out. It's just a step that we have to do as soon as my computer pulls it up here. It's just a Word document to fill out, and it'll have your name, address, and email on there, and some other questions. Some will pertain to you, some will not, because it's for everybody. I've got to put my fax number on there. It's not on the form. Let me give you my fax number. That's the easiest. Or you can just fill it out as a Word document and mail it and email it to me. Whatever you want to do.
I've got a fax.
Either way, the fax number is area code 615-790-7294. If you just want to fill it out online, I guess you could say, and then just save it and email it to me, it's just West, W-E-S-T, at medicinecoach.com. Whatever is easier for you, print it out and fax it, or just fill it out and email it. I don't care. But that just gives the medical director what she needs, because she's the doctor, and, you know, she's got to keep everything in line. And it just gives me the information that I need, and then I can get you the saliva test, and I'll send you a bill through PayPal for $45. And that's the saliva test. And then what I do, because you're only getting, we're only going to test your testosterone here to start with the saliva test, and that's going to give you, it's going to let you know where you are. And even though the doctor said you're low, you'll be surprised. You might be really low or right down the middle, because again, he tested your total, which is practically useless. And then for guys, because we're so easy, I usually charge $399 for the initial 3 months. Guys is $299, and that price could go up or down. Who knows, depending on how busy I am. But right now, for guys, it's $299 for the 3 months of balancing. That's if you go, that's if you decided to come over here. If you want to stay with your other doctor, that's fine, once you get a baseline of where you're at. And that just gets you, all the support that you need for 3 months. If you're happy with where you are after 3 months, then we continue on. You keep your current prescriptions and everything for the next 3 months. And then at the 6 month level, 6 months after you start, we need to check your estrogen and your testosterone again to see where you are. And maybe a PSA. We'll see. I usually check to see what happens at 6 months and see what's going on and see how our other levels are, and then make that determination then with the PSA. For guys, that 6 month follow up, that's just the cost of the test. And then if you want to continue with the same dose, it's just the same dose. It's when you want to start adjusting things is when it gets back into money, because then that's time for everybody involved. But usually in 3 months, we have it nailed down for guys. That's easy. And we just check every 6 months. It's cheap. It's $90, and then minus whatever your insurance company reimburses you to test your testosterone and your estradiol level. That's your estrogen level, to make sure that we're okay and we're not things haven't changed so much. We don't want you growing breasts, getting big hips. And that's it. It's a 6 month. Every 6 months, you need to do your test. Okay, I send you the test. I send you a bill for $90. You take the test, and as long as everything's fine, I send you an email or give you a call and say, dude, you're cool. You happy with it? Yeah, I'm happy. All right, I'll talk to you in 6 months. Here's your, then the lab will send you your receipt with your codes on it. And if the insurance company will reimburse you $90, wonderful. If they won't, hey, it's $90 every 6 months. It's nothing.
So do you take payment in barbecue?
We came down there. Me and the kids came down. I forget when.
We still got the pictures on the site.
Yeah. No, it was great. Gosh, that had to have been January or February or something. Maybe even March. I don't know.
It was still kind of cool, I think.
Yeah.
Let me give you my address.
Well, when you fill out that form.
Oh, it'll be on there.
Yeah, it'll be on there. So I'll get it from that. And then once I get that, I'll send it. And then. It doesn't take long to get down there, the saliva test. And then, we'll go from there, whatever you want to do. As far as, moving on with me or continuing with that doctor, you don't want to, it's up to you, but I'll treat you. What else we got?
I think that's about it.
Okay.
I don't know if you wanted a test or not, or...
That's fine. I can talk with her about it and see how she feels. If she's complaining about anything, we can talk about that. Once your testosterone level gets up there, you're going to really want to... exercise. You're going to get upset if you can't, because you've got this pent up energy inside you that you just got to release. And I went to the gym Monday, and here it is Thursday, and I can't go tonight because my wife won't be home till about 9:30. And I'm just like, man, I got to get over there. I'm going crazy. So I'm hoping to go tomorrow, which is Friday. We'll usually go out to dinner on Friday after work, so I don't know how I'm going to handle that. And then Saturday is usually, what's that?
Got to run around the block.
No, I need to go lift weights. It's funny. It's my standard answer. I have two standard answers for. The first question is, West, what do I take to lose weight? And my answer is, you take your ass off the couch. And then the other one is, West, what can I take to build muscle? I said, it's iron. You go to the gym and you lift it. And that's it. And there's no other, there's no big secrets. There's supplements and some trickery with your diet there to help you lose weight, but for the most part, that's it. You want to lose weight, you take your butt off the couch, and if you want to take something, you take iron. You go into the gym and you pick it up and you lift it. That's the majority.
You got to burn more result. Than you take in.
Yeah, that's the simplistic way, but it's
I said, that's all there is to it. I used to live in the gym. I could go out. You could go out on the weekends and party and drink beer and never gain a pound, you know.
You were younger then. We all were younger then. I've been at the gym since I was 12. You think I would have learned by now that I'm not going to get any bigger. But I just don't. I just haven't learned. I haven't learned that I'm not going to be huge yet. It's, here I am almost a couple months out of 40. And I still haven't learned that I'm not going to look like Arnold. It's just hard-headed.
As long as you're healthy and lean and toned, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, if you, as a guy, if you can get below 20% body fat, you're pretty good. And as a woman, if she can get below 25% body fat, you're pretty good. Those are higher levels, but it's still, I mean, you're still doing pretty well at that body fat level. That's still pretty good. If you can get below that, that's even better. But as long as I stay below 20%, I'm pretty happy. But then again, when you look at my BMI, I'm just under 5'10", and while I was at 208 this morning, I'm obese. You know, with a 32-inch waist, and I'm obese.
Yeah, I'm 5'11", and I think I'm about 215 right now. The BMI says you're grossly overweight.
They don't factor in the size of your waist or the amount of muscle mass you have on you when they do those. It's just we're a small segment of society that looks like this and whatnot. Well, looks like this just has extra muscle packed on them from years of doing it. All right, let me let you get going. Just fill out that intake sheet and either fax it or email it, whatever you want to do, and I'll send out the saliva test and then send you a bill through PayPal. You just pay, and because it costs us, you know, we pay you pay us, and then we pay the lab. That's how it works. And actually, the lab bills us, so the tests are already paid for. So we just got to get our money back, and then we'll go from there. I mean, I'd be glad to get your hormones right for you, but we'll start here, see where we're at.
All right, man. So, I appreciate it.
But I'll get in touch with you when I send it. I'll just send you over an email or something like that. Say the test went out. You should get it tomorrow or the next day. If you have any questions on it, you just either email me or give me a call, whatever you want to do, and we'll get it taken care of.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
All right, good talking to you.
You too, bud.
All right, man. Bye.